Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Last week and this week, we've been talking about the Holy Spirit, the promise of the Father, and how He guides us. Jesus said, when He comes, He will guide you. I wrote by the side of my scripture in John, He is my guide inside. Jesus said He will live in you and He will guide you. And I shall never forget the day when I was working for Kenneth Hagin Ministries and Brother Kenneth E. Hagin came into my office. He'd been, I think it was in Colorado in a meeting, and he'd been in prayer. And he was very serious. And he said, while I was in Colorado, while I was there in the meeting, the Lord spoke to me. I was praying about our upcoming seminar. And the Lord showed me that I haven't taught His people well enough how to be led by the Holy Spirit. And this vision is told in his book, I Believe in Visions, which you can get from us. And in the I Believe in Visions, he tells of his open-eyed visions of Jesus. He had been preaching, and there was a high stage, and people used to, they didn't sell tapes, but everybody took their little tape recorders. And they put them up on the stage, and they would have right at the front of the stage, you know, the platform, and they would have outlets so that people could plug them in. You made your own tape recordings. Well, he got tangled up in those and fell off the platform. And when he did, he chipped his elbow. And the Lord spoke to him in the car, on the way to the hospital. He didn't want to go, but the church and the insurance, they insisted on it. He went to the car, and the Lord spoke to him in the car and said, I'm going to speak to you. So he was in the hospital bed, not sick at all, and nobody was with him because he's fine. But he's getting ready, you know, to go to sleep, and he was in the hospital bed in a room, and he heard footsteps coming down the hall. And he thought that it was the nurse, and the door was slightly ajar, and it pushed on open, and he saw all white, and he did think it was a nurse, and then he saw that it was Jesus. And he said, every hair on my body stood at attention, on my arms, every place. And Jesus, who wore sandals this time, before he had been appeared to him barefoot, but he wore sandals this time, and they made the noise on the hospital corridor. He pulled out a chair and sat down and talked to him about the ministry of the prophet. In that, and I'm going to read you again, we're offering this book. I want you to have it. How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God by Kenneth E. Hagin. And in the preface of this book, he says, In February 1959 in El Paso, Texas, the Lord appeared to me in a vision. He came into my room at 6:30 in the evening, sat down in a chair by my bedside, and talked with me for an hour and a half. I will tell more about this in this book, but I want to emphasize something here first. He talked to me about the ministry of the prophet, Ephesians 4:11-12. Then he said, I did not put prophets in the church to guide the New Testament church. My word says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, Romans 8:14. Now, if you will listen to me, Jesus said to Brother Hagin in that vision, I am going to teach you how to follow my Spirit. Then I want you to teach my people how to be led by the Spirit. Now, he doesn't say that here, but he does say it in the vision book. Jesus said, the most important thing you can teach my children in the last days is how to be led by my Spirit. Now, Brother Hagin goes on speaking. I'm ashamed that I've let many years go by without teaching too much along this line. Occasionally, I would get into the edge of it, but I did not really teach on it. So in recent times, the Lord has stirred me up, and now I am beginning to teach on more on this subject. This book is a part of that stirring. When he walked in my office and told me this, he said the next seminar, which was going to be a Holy Spirit seminar, but he said the Lord led me to teach on how to be led by the Spirit of God, morning and night, for all the week. And so I told Roberta Bass, because Brother Hagin told me, I'm going to teach on this at the seminar and I want to get a book out about it. So I went to the seminar, of course, and I told Berta, I said, get me In the meantime, everything that he's ever taught on the subject, well, he thought he hadn't taught on it, but I'm telling you, my big desk, she had manuscripts on my big desk, and even with the stenopad holders, pull out kind of wooden little things, flat things where you put your stenopad, they were all filled. They were stacked up with manuscripts, let alone the manuscript that he taught. So he had taught it, but Jesus said he hadn't taught it well enough. So it's a very important thing, and that's what we're talking about. And so I'm going to read you some from the book. And one of the things that happened when I got through all those manuscripts, and Brother Hagin liked my editing because I never put things in my own words. I took his words and put them in the book. Maybe if he said something 10 times, he taught it. And Brother Hagin was a kind of a teacher that he would teach the same things over and over. So I could pick the best time or the time that fit in the book when he taught that particular portion. But you can be assured all the words are Brother Kenneth E. Hagin's. And he uses in this first chapter, the lamp of the Lord. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8:14. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Romans 8:16. And then the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Now, reading Brother Hagin's words, children of God can expect to be led by the Spirit of God. This is Billy Brim talking. Folks, you don't have to be led by CNN. You don't have to be led by false teachings. You don't have to be led by someone who comes down to the school and tells you that you are a descendant of a monkey or an amoeba or a fish. You don't have to be led by psychiatrists, psychologists. You are to be led by the Spirit of God. And so he reads here, children of God can expect to be led by the Spirit of God. When I finished this book, I knew how to be led by the Spirit of God. And if I've had any success in ministry, it's because I learned from Jesus through Kenneth Hagin, through the Word of God, how to be led by the Spirit of God. I know his voice. I've had him speak to me out of the clear blue sky. You've heard me share about what he told me about Brother Roberts and his homegoing. I heard that. I heard it just like somebody else is talking to me. So we're going to get to the chapter heads that talk about that. He talks about and teaches in this book how you can be led by the Spirit. And he reads Proverbs 20:27. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Actually, it says in the Hebrew, the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord. Brother Hagin said if it was written today, it might say the spirit of man is the light bulb of the Lord. What it means is God will enlighten us. He will guide us through our spirits. Many times, however, we seek guidance by means other than the way God said. When we do, we get into trouble. We somehow judge how God is leading by what our physical senses tell us. But nowhere does God say that God will guide us through our physical senses. Too often we look at things from a mental standpoint and endeavor to reason things out. But nowhere does the Bible say God will guide us through our mentality. The Bible does not say that the body of man is the candle of the Lord, nor the mind of man is the candle of the Lord. It says that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Proverbs 20:27. God will guide us. He will enlighten us through our spirits. Now, before we can understand how God does lead us and guide us through our spirits, we have to understand the nature of man. We have to understand that man is a spirit, that he has a soul, and he lives in a body. So then Brother Hagin teaches on spirit, soul, and body. And we know that 2 Thessalonians 5:23 says, the God of peace preserves me whole, holy, blameless, my whole spirit, my whole soul, and my whole body until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we find out that man is a spirit. He has a soul, and he lives in a physical body. When the physical body of man is dead, it goes to the grave, but the spirit lives on. That part of man is eternal. Spirits never die, and man is a spirit made in the image of God. So he goes on to teach about the outward man, 2 Corinthians 4:16, and the inward man. So there's a man on the inside, our spirit. We are a spirit made in the image of God. We have a soul, mind, will, and emotions, and we live in a body. But it is our inward man, the spirit of man, which is called in 1 Peter 3:4, the hidden man of the heart. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17, all things become new. It's not your outer man. It's not your hair doesn't turn a different color unless you dye it. You become a new man in Christ in your spirit. And Brother Hagin teaches about being spirit conscious so that you can be spirit led. Chapter 4, what is the difference between the spirit and soul? And he uses a scripture, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. So we find that the soul is not the spirit, and the spirit is not the soul. Spirit in the New Testament, we are a spirit, a pneuma. We have a soul, mind, will, and emotions, and we live in a body. He talks about the saving of the soul, the restoring of the soul, the presenting of the body. But then he finally gets to the number one way we are led by the Spirit of God, the inward witness. And I'm going to be reading to you tomorrow out of his book, The Number One Way God Leads His People. Romans 8:16, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit. What does it mean, the Spirit bears witness with our spirit? We'll look into that tomorrow. And in the meantime, you can give us a telephone call at 1-800-972-3447. And we will send you this book that I'm reading out of, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God, a book that changed my life. And this normally sells for $14. We're making it available to you. You might want to order this for a graduate from high school or college, because the most important thing that anyone can know is how to be led by the Spirit of God. He will lead you in who to marry. He will lead you in how to make your investments, and he will lead you into the coming things. Jesus said he will guide you into all truth. He will show you things to come. Whatever's coming on this earth, you will know about it ahead of time if you sharpen your spirit and you train your human spirit and you judge things by the Word of God. You can know what to do in every situation of life because you are a child of God. Now, this is Billy Bram saying to you, Shalom, shalom, until tomorrow when we shall come back and look into these things more thoroughly. This is Billy Bram. Shalom, shalom.